hookers.
Oh, I don't allow women around me within 48 hours before shooting.
Okay.
This prevents companies from hiring good-looking women to try and influence what we say.
Right.
It's a strict rule around here.
As Flomo would say,
you do
process.
Abstain from any contact with women before you.
Of course, Brian, of course.
48 hours, right?
Of course.
I cannot believe we have all this stuff to fit into a half-hour show. I can't believe it.
I can't. Too much stuff.
I'm beyond belief. It is beyond belief.
There's not belief.
We are taking a picture of you. Version 2.9.
Which is 47.
47th episode, people. We're coming up to our half century of episodes. We're very excited for that. There's going to be some fabulous doohickey poo, a doobah,
a party poo?
Poobaha party.
Poobaha.
Brouhaha.
Okay.
I look forward to that very much. But for this episode, we got so much to get into that I'm not mucking about.
No mucking.
Best damn news. You notice I didn't put music last week? And it sucked. This week we'll have music.
There's music. Right now.
That looks pretty funny though.
You know, social networking has been the buzz word of the 2006, or at least the first half, according to many, was MySpace.
That's not the sound I got this week.
Oh, no?
The sound I got this week was...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Not quite a buzz. More no. of a...
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how you spell that out, but...
It's TH and quite a few ages after it. Yeah. The government is stepping in, people. The government is stepping in, and we know when the government steps in, it's got to be good.
What? Good and fucking rotten. Not the Australian government.
Oh, it's the US government?
US government.
No, they're both as bad as each other. So they're looking to ban social networking sites from schools and libraries.
And I heard they want to start their own. It's clusterfuck.com.
So MySpace... Bebo, I'm not sure if Facebook is part of that.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, brilliant. Three cheers to the government for...
Stay
and it looks like it's
going to
pass. So.
Yeah. Stay out of it.
Word is that they're looking at getting the domain name bureaucraticsuck.com.
Bureaucratic bastards.
I like suck.
Our mates at AOL. Speaking of suck.
Speaking of
suck.
Those are my boys.
Our mates at AOL.
Oh, now you're in bed with AOL?
No, I just
you
said
went
it.
On from Yahoo to...
That was a little bit of something I like to call sarcasm. Show.
Last week we spoke about AOL doing this new rebranding, this reaching out to people. What do the people want, AOL said.
Go away, that's what the people want.
Stop calling not. Me. They've come back with free email.
Oh, I can't get that anywhere.
Seriously, that's revolutionary.
Plant, have you ever heard of such a service?
Wait, okay, so it's email, and they're giving it away for free?
Yeah.
Well, it must be good then.
You think so?
It's like those AOL discs. I can't believe I was getting free coasters. Now free email?
So, yeah, AOL users are getting free services. Not just email, it's the spyware rubbish that they... push,
spyware rubbish.
The parental controls, all that sort of blah, blah.
All the things that you can get from other people with more functionality
but
and not tied to AOL.
5 gigs of free storage.
Now,
yeah, what?
Now you're talking.
I don't know.
Does the average AOL user know what that is?
No.
Yeah.
I might sign up for it to use some of the 5 gigs of storage. I'm sure you can't do shit with it. You probably can't link right to files. It's probably just personal storage. I doubt I could throw like a, you know, a 2 gig ISO up there and, you know.
They're banking on most people not having that much information to be required.
They bought X Drive and this is their you know, they're going to rebrand X Drive and give you 5 gigs.
Mm.
Whatever.
Are we going to see this... to be the catalyst that AOL needs to climb back to the top?
Well, I think you know my answer. My answer is hell no.
Mm.
They're dead. As far as I'm concerned, they've been dead.
What's your prediction?
AOL will still suck.
Okay. Geek Psychic, I spoke to her. She's been on the Terps for a while.
She's been on the Terps. She's stuck on that 10th step.
I don't think we're going to get any answer from her today. This was actually the last I saw from her. You know, she's on the webcam and stuff.
Yeah.
She's passed out. So.
Yeah, it's all that smoke. I know what that smoke is.
How is it? Okay. Didn't know about that about her.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's saying that they're gonna kill them.
All right. Well,
so they're banking on advertising.
You don't have to be a psychic to know that.
Well, I mean, why don't we ask somebody who may have a little.
I want some perspective from the young generation. Who can give me that?
Do we know anyone who's younger?
I know.
From that generation?
I know. Shauna! Shauna, the queen of the interwebs.
Queen of the interweb.
Interweb or webs? Because she says
the
webs.
Queen of the Wibbernet.
The scribbity bitty.
I better register that domain.
Shauna, whoops. Give us your perspective on AOL and their thing about going free.
Okay, so. Bet you didn't know that AOL has lost like 9 million customers in the last 4 years. And I bet you didn't know that AOL started out as an Apple service, did you? And I bet you didn't know that the only thing AOL was good for was its instant messenger service. Oh wait, you're right. Everybody knows that's the only thing AOL is good for. Well, I bet you didn't know that AOL is trying so hard to lure us all back in by giving away free AOL.com email addresses. It would probably work, if only, you know, sites like Yahoo and MSN and Google hadn't already done it. Oh, and by the way, AOL did some research. They found out that broadband users are more active on the internet than dial-up users. I know. Crazy. Somebody with a constant connection, more active than somebody who's got to dial in. But I think it's true. And thank God, AOL brought us to light. AOL, just quit while you're ahead. So, end of story. AOL sucks. Scriggity doesn't suck. I'll see you guys again next week. Bye.
That's the sort of stuff that I like
to
hear.
That's what we like to hear. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm an old bastard. And my opinions apparently don't matter anymore.
Don't pull any punches.
No. Yeah. These youngsters, they're in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Sass is in.
They're right in amongst it. Anyway, and Scriggity, by the way.
Scriggity launched this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out. Scriggity.com. Here is a little snippet.
Hello, this is Shauna, queen of the interwebs. A lot of you know me from the Best Damn Tech Show, period. Scriggity means basically anything you want it to mean. What Scriggity's going to be, though, is a user-submitted news show where you guys send us news and we put our own personal spin on it.
And it's not scribbity-bibbity, it's Scriggity. It's easy to pronounce, really.
Scribbly? Did someone get scribbly yet?
Practice.
Scriggity.com. It's the first show went live, and it's gaining steam. We're gonna get some user news and report it.
Yeah, I got some news for her. It'll be on next week's show. Stay tuned.
I think the heat's draining my brain.
Yeah, it's freaking hot in here.
Hot.
Look,
it's getting hot in her.
Sticking to me.
You know.
Again.
Whoops! I just bumped the mic. Sorry about that.
You know who else is hot? Google. They're always hot.
Google's always
they
hot.
They really are. I don't know if you've seen these little clips by Matt Cutts, a Google engineer.
Right.
Here's a little snippet.
Okay, let's try a few questions and answers. I don't know if this will work, so let's give it a shot. Ralph writes in. He says, some comments on sitemaps, please. It seems updates in sitemaps depend on page views of a site.
Good face for radio. he's answering people's questions,
right.
And people are loving it. I'm loving it because, you know, whatever he does, I need to know.
Well, I mean, it's nice that a big company like Google has some, you know, face that we can interact with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's key. I like Cutsy.
Cutsy, you can go to, you can give him a ring-a-ding-ding.
On a dog and bone.
1-800-MATT-CUTS, and he'll answer your question. No, I don't think of that.
Don't call that.
These series of videos are a very handy little resource to tap into. They're on, surprise, surprise, video.google.com, or you can find them on mattcuts.com.
If you want to see them early, go to mattcuts, because video.google.com, there's issues there.
I think he's got an in, so quicker.
It takes 2 days to verify a submission, where it takes YouTube about 10 minutes. And the cops are after us.
Yeah,
moved the studio so we could get away from inside.
Yeah, they follow us.
They followed us. Indeed. They found us.
Wherever I go,
bad bastards. Who can you know? What can you say? Google and Real and Mozilla are kind of turning up.
They got a three-way going.
They got a thing going on. and they're kind of cross-promoting their products.
Real Networks is going to promote Google software through their Real Entertainment section, and of course, Google has always promoted Firefox. They're tied.
Speaking of promotion, maybe someone should promote to Real to make that thing a little less intrusive.
I can't even call it a software. It's not even a software. It's like...
No.
It's spyware. I mean, it's not spyware. I'm not giving out misinformation. But that thing screws your computer up.
I think they've toned it down slightly.
I hope they did, man. That thing's like in your face.
I'm constantly afraid to try it anymore. Whenever I see anything that has that Real little Swoosh logo, I stay the hell away from
it. I equate it to like having an obnoxious cousin. Like, sometimes you have to deal with it. But man, you don't want to, and you just wish it would get out of your face for a hot minute.
It's like when you click and then you know a PDF is starting up. You're just like,
here goes another 5 minutes till I can even back out of this thing.
So, you know, it's an interesting move by Google. I'm not sure why.
They don't need any more of an audience. I mean, does Real Networks really carry that many users or subscribers?
I think they do. I'm not sure what the numbers are there, but... Because
it comes pre-installed on every computer you buy.
Check tipguy.com. Oh, remember last week he jumped out of the plane?
Oh, woohoo.
Shed his pants. He was scared.
Still scared about
Translations for the Americans. He had an accident.
So he's embarrassed. He didn't want to come here. Plus, he didn't like...
apparently he only has one pair of pants.
That was the embarrassment factor.
Either that or no running water.
But apparently he didn't like us calling him Geldman either. He was talking
he didn't like that.
Quite offended by that.
Yeah, a couple times he gave us the wrong finger.
He'll be back. You can't stay away from us, Schmitty. You can't.
You can't.
Simple as that.
Real player, you.
My mates at Apple had a few issues during the week. None too serious. Right plan? None too serious.
It's just
your run-of-the-mill...
Just like the commercial says.
...issues that, Matt comes across every now and again. Like, certainly not as many as Microsoft.
Is it done yet?
But there were... It was revealed that there were 26 security flaws, mostly with the server.
Oh, they're fucked up! I can listen to that!
...and email client. You got any info on that? Plan at all?
Any info plan?
We're going to do that in the iOS.
Iris on the virus.
Oh, hold it. Hold
that thought.
We'll come back to that.
The Apple's sucking them off for that.
iTunes. They're getting scared. All right. So soon. No.
Actually, here's some Apple-related news. See, I can be a fan of iTunes and not like Apple.
No, you can't.
Yeah, a little bubble going on there in your bottle. That was pretty cool. Anyways, iTunes, they're adding category pages, whereas it used to be before...
That's my
It used to be before where you would pick technology and there was like a list, the top technology. Now there's an actual portal page for each big category. It's about frickin' time, but it's pretty sweet. So hopefully one day when they wise up, we'll be, the number one featured podcast in technology. I don't know why.
We will be the number one featured podcast in technology. Just you wait, my pretties are.
How did that turn into, movie announcer voice, and then it went to the Wicked Witch?
Oh, really? Microsoft! I got a call. If there's one thing about me giving Gatesy my number to Gatesy,
right.
He calls all the time. He's like constantly on the dog and bone. Flemo, he said this week, he says, you got to check out our new beta release of MicrosoftLive.com.
No.
I mean, LiveSpaces.com.
LiveSpaces.
So, I go, righto, Gatesy, on your bike. And go on to LiveSpaces.com.
Actually,
bloody page didn't come up.
Plant and I were on it earlier. Tell them about your experience, because everybody knows how I feel about it.
All right,
Plant.
Lousy.
Not impressed.
Not impressed.
And apparently they needed to fix something with their framework.
Yeah, because we got a little... Look at this. Check this out. See?
Ooh.
Yeah. If their framework was broken or some shit, the page
there was a rendering issue.
Missing framework or
missing
something.
Missing framework.
Yeah.
How about missing good idea? Okay, because these things are
cool. About miss the boat.
Hang about. They've got the largest user base for anyone. They're excited about this product.
Hey, a little tip to everybody. Those numbers include everyone who uses Hotmail and whoever uses Microsoft Passport.
No.
They automatically get... It's bullshit.
Really?
They're inflated numbers. Yeah, really. Yeah. They're cookie-cutter piece of shit sites. You go to everybody's profile that they feature, and nobody has a profile picture, filled out their profile, nothing. Nobody uses it.
Seriously, there are dozens of people on there.
Dozens of dozens.
I think Gates is one of them. Actually, I think he's gone now. He doesn't like it.
Yeah, Gates doesn't have one on there either.
So, yeah, a few teething issues for...
it's a rebrand. All they did was change it. Yeah. They named it Spaces Live.
The gotcha was that they tried to make it in the first place.
Yeah, a lot of people complaining about...
And they call it Spaces?
Spaces, yeah.
That's like Netscape calling their service Doug.
Yeah, you know? Right. You want to... Or if there was a tech show... had the same format as a sports show and just changed one word.
And then they call it the best... Wait, never mind.
There's nothing like that show. There's an Aussie host on this one. Is there an Aussie host on the other show?
Sports show?
Hey.
No.
No!
Do they have a woman on their show?
Hey?
Yeah.
They do? Well, we got Shauna.
Shauna's better. And I could kick Tom Arnold's ass!
Can you, Drew, you know, singing close to the microphone, do your little radio thing... Can you read the quote from the response from Microsoft for that?
We planned long and hard for this release, and unfortunately it was one of those gotchas that only showed up once we were in production.
Hmm.
Oh, wait. I missed a lot of it, didn't I?
We know we disappointed a bunch of you.
We know we disappointed a bunch of you with the issues we had in our rollout last night. No shit, Sherlock!
You disappointed the internet community with your attempt at ripping off MySpace.
Unsuccessful.
Yeah.
To say the least.
They tried, and they stunk up the internet.
I mean, the thing that's cool about MySpace is that they're not run by Google. They're not run by Microsoft. They're not run by any big corporation. Well,
now they are.
Fox Interactive.
They weren't.
That's what the allure was. MySpace was its own thing.
And, well, maybe now, because they are run by a corporation, they are so first half of 2006.
I mean, I'm not going to run around and go, yo, check out my MSN spaces at drdrew69.live.microsoft.com/spaces. I mean, did you see them URLs plant? They were fucking ridiculous.
Subdomains to subdomains.
Yep.
Hey.
Whatever.
Word has. Remember this name? Lycos.
Lycos! I haven't heard that name in like five years.
Years. Well,
they're the dog.
Yeah,
go fetch Lycos. No, the dog's name was really? Lycos.
Okay.
Oh, plant's tired.
There's the yawn.
Bugger if I remember that far back.
Remember Lycos?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're back. They got a beta email service that's touting big storage space, people. Big storage space. It's the battle of big storage space. How many, Drew?
3 gigs.
3 whoppers.
However, the one caveat, the one thing here is... they will allow attachments of essentially unlimited size. Whatever the hell that means.
Essentially
unlimited.
I got a 220 baht. 20,
so they're taking eternity, but putting a cap on it.
Yeah, right? They only hold 3 gig, but can I essentially host a 7 gig file?
Essentially. I love that word. That's a great word to use.
Gmail's currently at 2.75 gigs. Hotmail's 250 meg and sucks ass. And both limit file attachments to 10 meg.
You don't like Hotmail?
Oh, negative. Hotmail's trash.
Is it still called Hotmail? Or is it Live?
They really need to improve that spam.
The spam filter?
Yeah.
Gmail's great. It's great. Great spam filter.
I love Gmail. Actually, Gmail's spam filter is a little overzealous.
Really?
I actually did a test, and I went through some of my spam. And I suggest that all of you do this from time to time, especially when you start using a new email service. Go look through what it considers to be spam. Some things may get trapped in there you don't want it to. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah, some personal emails got snagged.
As far as spam filters go, I mean, they're all fairly iffy.
It's good.
But, you know.
But if you're using spam filtering of any kind, be sure to once in a while check that junk folder, check that spam folder. But for $20 a year, Lycos will give you 5 gigs of storage. Which, didn't we just hear that AOL's giving 5 gigs for free?
Mm. Guess you have to tolerate AOL.
Lycos...
way
ruthless on spam, by the way.
What would you rather do? Pay $20 to Lycos or put up with AOL?
Gmail.
Get 2 Gmail accounts.
Why would you pay $20 for 5 gigs when you can pay $10 and have like a whole hosting package?
At somebody like DreamHost.
Or Photon. Or something like that. Like, why would you even bother? I mean, DreamHost, you get 20 gig for $10, you know? What was it, $20 a year or $20 a month?
It was $20 per year.
Oh, per year.
Still, though, why
but
would
there
you
are, there are so many others that also offer. I mean, Box.net for a start, you know.
Right, you but you get one email address. You do a Dreamhost, you pay a monthly, unlimited but you can email. Have unlimited email addresses. You can set everybody up.
And they're, hosting, you know.
Lycos, you disappeared for 5 years. We missed you, but you came back. You could have come back with a little stronger than that. Come back with 10 gigs for free.
And something else as well.
Yeah.
Something else.
Give us something else. Why is everyone putting out email now?
Yeah.
There's not a high demand.
Is this 2000 again all over? Like,
apparently.
Retro.
I mean, what do you use mostly?
Gmail.
I rely on my life would
I
be
hate
over
putting things
thing.
In folders. I just don't like organizing my email. I
great
Gmail
search function.
Type what I want and find the email I'm looking for.
Yeah. Sorry, Lycos, you're way late on this one.
Speaking of way late, Wikipedia. Remember Wikipedia? Remember how that was the hot thing back in the day?
They got a good thing going, they still do.
But I haven't heard anything about Wikipedia, so maybe that means it's good.
Maybe it means it's good. I'm dirty at them because they got rid of my word. Infotechment.
Infotechment, that's a word.
Well, we'll talk to them.
Technology and entertainment, of course.
The show
sense.
Is Infotechment.
Oh, Infotechment.
It's a real word.
It is.
I don't know if you... one of the...
what they call it?
Podcroft.
Podcroft.
Yeah. Croft is a coding term. Mm-hmm. It means old or deprecated code.
Thanks, plant.
Oh, jeez. I'm learning something. Yeah, it's a tick tip for the day. Tick tip for the day.
Yeah.
That's for me. So, I love the Colbert Report. It's a fabulous show.
Did you just try to speak French? Like, the Colbert Report.
That's how he says it.
Colbert
Report.
I've never watched it.
Oh, really?
If he says the word report any other way, he stresses T. Right. But if it's a show, it's the Colbert Report.
Right.
Oh.
You can say, like, Colbert Report issued a report.
So he announced that he's a huge fan of Wikipedia purely because one of his words that he made up, truthiness, it has a long, long definition, whereas something like Lutheran is quite short. So he liked the fact that, you know, one of his words had some substance up there.
Interesting.
So he mentioned it on his show.
I love Wikipedia. Any site that's got a longer entry on truthiness than on Lutherans has its priorities straight. Anyway... Wikiality. Now, folks, I'm no fan of reality, and I'm no fan of encyclopedias. I've said it before. Who is Britannica to tell me that George Washington had slaves? If I want to say he didn't, that's my right. And now, thanks to Wikipedia, it's also a fact. We should apply these principles to all information. All we need to do is convince a majority of people that some factoid is true. For instance, that, that Africa has more elephants today than it did 10 years ago. Now, I don't know if that's actually true, okay? But if it was true, boy, that would be a real blow to the environmentalists. What we're doing is bringing democracy to knowledge. Nation, it's time we use the power of our numbers for a real internet revolution. We're going to stampede across the web like that giant horde of elephants in Africa. In fact, that's where we can start. Find the page on elephants on Wikipedia and create an entry that says the number of elephants has tripled in the last 6 months. It's the least... Folks, it's the least we can do to save this noble beast. Together, we can create a reality that we can all agree on, the reality we just agreed on. And that's the word. We'll be right back.
Servers crashed.
Apparently he's got a lot of viewers.
A lot of viewers who...
I should check him out.
Interesting little note here, geek shopping note.
Okay, geek shopping.
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
Girls, this is for girls though.
That's not me.
You sure?
It's not him.
Apparently... The ladies like their plasma TVs more than they like their diamond necklaces.
Plasma TVs are a girl's best friend. Probably because they cost more than diamond necklaces.
Actually too, so it's not good news for...
No, it's not good news for us.
Us guys.
I think
my missus got it wrong.
I'd rather
plasma.
Buy my missus a plasma TV than a...
Some you can both
enjoy. We get the benefit of that as well, so...
Well, I mean, I buy it for her, but then when I want to watch my shows, I kick her off the couch. So, I mean...
Literally.
Fair enough, plant. That's right.
No, he doesn't.
She kicks him off the couch.
Just kidding.
No, I need to keep the image alive.
You know, more people are buying notebooks than desktops.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And Macs are up 12%. Speaking of bullshit, Iris on the fire.
That's
how I
say bullshit.
Sorry.
But, no, that's not true.
I had a little play with an exploit of my own today. Well, it's not my own. I didn't create it.
You played with the
exploit? I saw it on the ISC. And,
go.
It was XP local privileges escalation, which is a lot of fancy words for basically hijacking the system account. And system on a Windows machine is much more powerful than even like the system administrator. It's the system. It's like being the root in a star NIC system, you know?
I was watching this, by the way. Go ahead, Plant.
So basically, there's a way to override any authority and do what you want, so long as you're not using it. I tried it on XP using guest account. Did not work. Didn't let me.
Okay, so you have to be...
I had to be a user of some sort. Which user with any kind of... As long as you're a user and not a guest.
Do you log out when you walk away from your computer when you're at work?
Oh, I... No.
Exactly. I don't.
So on machines, like, you know, where there may be one or more than one user or something like that, it literally took me under a minute to hack.
I saw it. It was amazing. In under a minute, he had complete control of the system.
I could rewrite any passwords for any administrator. I could block them out.
And what was that one key? You wanted to change, you could change a password on somebody.
Yeah.
And XP didn't even... It didn't I was even allowed ask you for the old password.
No, it didn't ask me the old password. I had total privileges.
Yeah.
Now, you can't do it remotely yet, but I'm sure someone will find out how to make this happen remotely. Remote code execution on top of this, if they know what they're doing, they can essentially then block you out of your system.
Yeah. Now, how would you get around this? Could you, like, could you set up, when you walk away from your computer, could you set up a screensaver with a password? So that nobody can get on your terminal?
Well, bots are bots. They'll run in the background no matter what, you know.
Right.
You could try to set up... The only way around this, really, is to make sure that you're... computer is not always on, I guess, you know. Or make sure you password your user account.
It was
if you have a user account, password it, because then if for some reason your computer boots up and you're not on it, it's not booted in to get in there to... There's no guest account or anything like that. Definitely create a guest account if anyone's going to be using it other than you.
I couldn't believe... I couldn't. In under a minute, just complete control of the machine.
It was a piece of cake. I think I did it literally in under 40 keystrokes.
Yeah.
So, Wi-Fi device driver issues. This made some big news at the Black Hat conference, where two gentlemen.
What is a Black Hat, by the way?
Huh?
What is a Black Hat? There's White Hat and Black Hat.
Black Hat are lascivious methods for getting into something.
So if you're a bad hacker, you're a Black Hat.
Right.
If you're a good hacker who works in security, you're a White Hat.
It also applies to internet marketing, where if you do, you know, things like hiding keywords on a web page, that's Black Hat.
It's a bad... Yeah. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Plan.
So two people, John Elch and... Or Elk. I don't know how to pronounce that. And David
Elk
Banner.
Elky.
They did it on a MacBook, just to show.
Anything on a MacBook.
This arose first on Intel's last week, and then they show that there's a lot of these devices that are vulnerable. Basically, a firewall will not protect you. You don't even have to be associated with a wireless network to be hit.
Ooh.
And
These wireless cards leave these computers wide open.
Yeah, completely wide open.
Anything we can do?
Turn off the wireless card when you're not using it, and Bluetooth. While you're at it, because,
people are exploiting the hell out of Bluetooth.
Watch for the patches. They're going to be out. Intel is working on it. Those who use Dell computers probably have an Intel wireless built in, Dell laptops anyway. So watch for that, and know what kind of wireless card you have, so when the patches come out, you're going to be there to get it quick. That's recommended by our good friends over at ISC again. This week came from them.
I think that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. What else you got, Plant?
Let's see. Firefox 1506 was released.
Saw that.
Didn't have time to go over the release notes. It's odd that they did it just a week after they did their 1505. Mm-hmm. Maybe they missed something little. I don't know.
Wasn't there 60 numbers again?
Oh, yes. That's right, the numbers. That's the numbers you wanted?
That's the numbers I want.
Ooh.
So, and then we'll go over the Apple.
Oh, back to the Apple patches. Here's what I want to hear.
So, 26 vulnerabilities, 14 of them worth making a note of. I'm not going to go through all of them. You know, look up Apple. Some of the ones that stuck out to me were more authentication issues with AFP. That's Apple's, the AppleTalk file protocol, I believe, or ATP, AppleTalk protocol.
What a joke.
It's their file sharing, AFP. And, yeah, just, I tell you what, if you got OS X, it means it's got Samba built in. Just use that. There's no reason to muck around with
the rest of
that stuff.
My evil eye.
You're so protected.
Yeah, yeah, get on with it. Get on with it, plant.
Come on, hit them.
Because they're so sophisticated with security,
yeah,
they've increased their Bluetooth auto-generated passkey for pairing from 6 digits to 8.
That's clever.
The expansion.
Yeah.
Wow, they really,
yeah, they're really blowing hackers' minds with that one.
Oh my god, 2 more digits to hack. Holy shit.
They fixed some troubles that Safari had for JavaScript. I'd tell you what they are, but then I'd imply that you should use Safari. So
yeah,
I'm not going to.
Safari.
As far as a piece of shit.
Yeah. Okay. It's much better than IE, I'll give them that. So, Fetch Mail.
Well, they don't support IE anymore anyway, so.
Fetch Mail had a lot of stuff that that allowed arbitrary code execution when downloading malicious POP3 server.
Mm-hmm.
Malicious POP3
mm-hmm.
server.
Mm-hmm.
That has been settled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And last on the list, because Optimus time is ticking away.
Ooh, come on. I'm going to...
DHCP.
Yeah.
With a malformed query, you could get into DHCP. That has been corrected. So,
did they fix it all?
Was that yeah, I'm sure they fixed it all.
Good on them. Yeah, they're on the ball.
As people, as their percentages go up and they catch the attention of hackers, I have a feeling they're going to get beat pretty bad. Especially because they base their operating system off
I think Microsoft and Apple are having a race to see who can be exploited the most.
Well,
it's like...
I'll give them this. Apple computers are no longer such pieces of shit that no one would even want to bother writing a virus for the idiots that would
use it. True. That is kind of a compliment. That
now that OS X is out, you don't have to be a complete idiot to own an Apple.
It's true.
It was easy before.
It was true.
Come on.
No, it's true. It is kind of a compliment that they're getting...
I'll take those compliments and I'll run with them.
Nice work, Wayne.
Nice work. We're running very quickly out of time.
Uh-huh.
However, we've got a few things to get through. The reviews, I had a chance to use a little service called usend.com. It's basically, if you don't have access to any FTP accounts or anything like that, it's all HTTP, you're able to send these files online for free. Fabulous little service.
So you can upload it and then sends a link to somebody?
Someone has an account, you upload it into that account and then away they go.
Nice.
Nice little service.
Free. Can't beat that.
Free. I like free because I'm a cheap bastard. Gooba as well. Guba.
.com
is another video file sharing program.
Nice.
The beauty of this one is though, most of them only give you 100 megs.
Like YouTube.
Like YouTube and MySpace and
Google.
A bunch of others. No, Google's a bit more.
Okay.
But their review process is like days.
Days long.
Days. Goobers is straight away. Goobers. They give you 1 gig. 1 gig.
Are you serious?
I'm not. I'm serious. I'm deadly serious.
Nice. Goobers.
That is really... Ooh,
oh, 30s.
That brings us to the final segment of this show, which is our very own Drew.
Geek guy for the lame Drew. Guy. I'm just going to blow through some news.
Blow it.
I bet you say that to all the geeks.
Oh, boy. Opera made an update to their widgetizer service. You can do more things, make your own widgets. It's like a two-step process. Boom, 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 boom. YouTube. They have a 3.9% share of all Alexa toolbar users' traffic compared with 3.35% for MySpace.
Really?
Yeah. So
it's only those people who use Alexa toolbar.
Yes. The site now accounts for 60% of all videos watched online. 65,000 new videos are uploaded daily and 100 million are viewed daily. Unreal. YouTube's blown through the roof, even though they still suck and don't like us too much because they're changing all the rules. Mark Cuban, blogmaverick.com, the billionaire Mark Cuban. He's actually in this new HP ad campaign. And in this campaign, you can take a look at Mark Cuban's desktop, and it's this little nice little flash thing. You can move files around. It kind of looks a little like GUI, and we know GUI and Mark Cuban are working together. Asked GUI if they had anything to do with that. Nobody responded. My buddy Bargy's busy. So if you had anything to do with that little little flash campaign. Good job. But it was pretty entertaining. So everybody should go to blogmaverick.com and check that out. And
y'all do. And that's...
Wow, that was quick.
Geek Guy for the
Geek Guy for the Room Guy.
That was, well, we are on a quite tight time budget limit.
Limit.
Something along those lines. Plus...
Are you sure there's enough time to check and see if the web is wonderful?
Really?
Is there enough time?
Who said that? Yeah. Who the hell says the web's wonderful? I never heard it before.
You do.
You heard it?
I've heard that.
Oh, okay. It's a wonderful web.com. Might be able to tell you something about that. With this video.
It's a music video, and these guys did this dance on 6 treadmills.
Oh, really?
Did you see OK Go? It's a band called OK Go.
Oh, they're good, man. They're like a punk.
Dude, they did it, yeah, and they did a video where they have this, and they did it in one fucking take, and they do this dance routine on 6 treadmills all facing the different ways. So they get on the treadmill, and it rolls them one way. They jump on the next, and it rolls them the other. They're doing all these, jumping over the treadmill.
Oh, sweet. That's okay, go. They've done some crazy things on video for their stuff.
Yeah, they did this really funny ping pong table tennis thing.
Oh, okay.
They're really funny.
Nice.
So good guys.
That's this week's Wonderful Web.
Yeah?
What?
This is one. I said they're good guys.
Oh, they're good guys. I thought you said...
The folks over...
We're good
guys. Well, we are, but okay, go's a good guy, too.
Okay, go is good guys.
Very good, guys. It's a great show, guys. Thank you. And it's bloody hot for you. We're looking forward to cooling off down the beach. I'll be swimming in the shore before you know it.
That's nice.
Yeah, well, you know.
Some of us have other things to do.
But I'll be checking my emails while I'm there, of course. Yeah. And, you know, obviously checking out It's Wonderful Web.
He's going to take another geek break.
BestDamnTech.com and...
Scriggity.com.
And ByrusAndForest.com.
TechTipGuy.com.
TechTipGuy.com and...
TooManyAdams.com.
And TooManyAdams.com. Do anything with that, mate?
He's not anti-blogging. He will never vlog.
But it's fun.
Hey!
It was great having you guys, Dr. Drewby. Too Many Adams, AP.
Lemo.org, your host.
That's 2.9 for you, folks. We'd love to see you next week. Love it. But until then, have a great week.
Bye! I like suck. I like suck.
Hello.